Weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into the guest interview segment for this hour. And joining me in studio this morning is Tanner Belknap. Tanner is with Star Valley Trout Unlimited. And Tanner, by golly, it's warming up a little bit. Time to get outside and do some stuff, right?
Oh, it's lovely out there. Oh. Hope is in the air.
Hope is in the air, absolutely. So a couple of big events coming up, a couple of projects that you guys have wrapped up and some more that you're continuing this year. So I think let's start with the fundraiser. I understand the Fly Fishing Field Tour returns to Alpine this year, right?
Yes. So last year we hosted the International Fly Fishing Film Festival. This year we're switching it up and doing the Fly Fishing Film Tour, basically two competing organizations, but we reviewed all the films, and these ones looked like they'd be a lot more exciting for the folks in Star Valley, and there's actually one local film about the Snake River headwaters up around Jackson.
Oh, very cool. So this is happening April 19th, Saturday at the Alpine Civic Center. What happens at a film tour like this?
Yeah, so we have a huge raffle, over $6,000 in prizes. We have a $1,700 fly rod setup that's a 5-weight Orvis Helios with a Lampson Lightspeed reel, a $2,000 4-weight Winston Air with a Bauer RVR reel, and then a whole bunch of other fishing-related prizes, as well as a silent auction with some local artwork and various other items like a guided float trip.
So well worth your time to be there, it sounds like, right? Well worth your time.
Oh, you can get well worth your money, or you might not win anything.
Yeah,
you
know, that's true.
But there's 19 prizes, and only 180 people can fit in the building, so the odds aren't horrible.
Absolutely. Tickets, how do you purchase tickets?
So if you look up Star Valley Trout Unlimited Fly Fishing Film Tour, or go to the Alpine Civic Center page, you'll see it on there. You buy it through the Fly Fishing Film Tour website. There's links in a couple different places, but hopefully you can find it. If not, you can buy them at the door, but it is limited to 180 people in there.
So get them in advance if you can. Doors open at 5. It's the Fly Fishing Film Tour with Trout Unlimited, Saturday, April 19th at the Alpine Civic Center. Tanner, understand this year you also have a commissioner license raffle that's taking place, right?
Yes, so for that we're doing what's called a sweepstakes. I don't honestly know what the difference between a sweepstakes and a raffle is, but apparently it helps us out legally. So we're doing a commissioner license sweepstakes. That'll be live hopefully sometime here in the next week. Our secondary prize for that sweepstakes is a Tika T3X Lite 270 with a Swarovski Z3 4-12x50 binos. So that's like a $2,500 rifle setup, extremely nice, and that is why it has been a little delayed getting that online, because putting a rifle into a sweepstakes makes things more complicated, but it'll make it more fun as well.
Absolutely.
Then the third prize will be Maven Optics B6 10x50 binoculars.
Okay, so how do people enter in the sweepstakes?
We will be posting that on the Star Valley Trout Unlimited Facebook page, the Star Valley Trout Unlimited Instagram page, and also sending you guys at SVI the link for that, and trying to advertise it as much as possible, but it'll be a online entry for that.
Okay, so watch for more details on that when it comes out then, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Forgot to mention the rifle was donated by JD High Country Outfitters up in Jackson.
Nice.
Completely donated. So
oh, good
for
them.
Very generous of them, and the commissioner license came from Commissioner Ken Roberts.
Okay, and the commissioner license sweepstakes. Watch for more details on that one with Star Valley Trout Unlimited. Tanner Belknap in studio today from Trout Unlimited. Of course, these are two big fundraisers for Trout Unlimited. We'll talk about some of the projects you guys are involved in, but maybe give us a quick snapshot of what Trout Unlimited uses the funds for, and maybe what your overall goals are when you do these fundraisers.
Yes, sir. So I work for Trout Unlimited, the national organization, as the Salt River Watershed Manager. These fundraisers are through the Star Valley chapter of Trout Unlimited. So the board manages these funds to support the habitat restoration projects that I am working on. So they vote to give a certain amount of funds to these various different projects to help support them, get them across the finish line, and make sure they all have a strong public and fishery benefit. So the type of projects I work on are all throughout the Salt River and its tributaries. There are various levels of degraded habitat, from complete loss of riparian vegetation to dewatered streams, high levels of sediment that are impacting riffles and spawning habitat, And we've got a lot of work planned throughout the watershed to start addressing some of those issues and improve this fishery.
One of the big projects you've been involved with recently that's, I understand, completed is a project up Tin Cup, right? Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so a few years ago, Trout Unlimited completed 5 miles of restoration along Tin Cup Creek on the dirt road section. And the project we just completed is back in the backcountry section upstream of where it runs along the dirt road. This was about 1.6 miles of habitat restoration where we used draft horses to pull logs into the stream and try to re-elevate the stream bed and reconnect it to its floodplain and improve trout habitat as well as just stream function and groundwater storage and various other things related to stream function. And we put together a really nice film about that project that'll hopefully be released here publicly in a month or so.
Excellent. That's a big project. And you talk about just improving the overall ecosystem of the stream health and for the fisheries. That Tin Cup one's going to have a big impact, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a great project for a top-down approach. Everything we can do to reduce erosion and reconnect floodplains at those higher elevations will help us have cleaner water, more water, and higher summer flows down in the river and at lower elevations on those tributaries.
Tanner, what other projects are still ongoing, or maybe what do you have coming up this spring and summer with Trout Unlimited?
So the two biggest projects we have on the Salt River that we are almost completed for designs right now are 1 mile at the Clark's Barn Public Access and then 2.5 miles in the Narrows. We have quite a few other projects we're getting going along the Salt River, but we have some uncertainty with federal funding right now where we're waiting to hear more about that to figure out how large of projects we will be able to pursue.
Sure. If someone wants to become more involved in these types of projects, how does someone get involved with Trout Unlimited?
Just joining Trout Unlimited is great. Joining the Star Valley chapter, we host a lot of volunteer events for willow plantings, trash cleanups, and various things. Just going to these fundraisers is extremely helpful. The chapter is planning on contributing a significant amount of funds to the Clark's Barn project in particular. That one really needs some help to get enough money for us to actually construct it. So any way you can get involved is great. You can also join the Salt River Watershed Group, which I coordinate, and we're working on various things related to water quality, habitat restoration planning, and anything else related to water in the watershed.
Tanner Belknap with Trout Unlimited. And again, the Fly Fishing Film Tour is coming to Alpine Saturday, April 19th at the Civic Center. Doors open at 5, and get those tickets in advance or at the door. And then stay tuned for the Commissioner License Sweepstakes, also happening soon as well through Trout Unlimited. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.